1000 Most Important Chinese Words 951-1000 Fridge
冰箱
Window
窗户
Wallet
钱包
To leave
出去
What time did you leave?
你几点出去了?
To prepare
安排
Is everything already prepared?
都已经安排好了吗?
To install
安装
You need to install the program.
你要安装软件
Internet site
网站
Chair
椅子
Sofa
沙发
Plate
盘子
Hand
手
Finger
手指
Watch
手表
To run
跑步
I like running in the evening
我喜欢晚上跑步
To swim
游泳
I like swimming in a lake
我喜欢在湖里游泳
Salad
沙拉
To lose weight
减肥
Noun
名词
Verb
动词
Adjective
形容词
Adverb
副词
Preposition
介词
Numeral
数词
Pronoun
代词
Classifier
量词
Conjunction
连词
Is there conjugation in Chinese?
No, there is no conjugation in Chinese. There are many objects in Chinese sentences. Verbs, when combined with objects of actions, gain new meanings, e.g. 我看完了我爱加看, to look 加完, to finish 加了, finishing particle 等于爱撒, thus the imperfective verb 看 becomes the perfective verb 看完.
How to create the perfective form of a verb?
The easiest way is to place the particle le after the verb.
Does the meaning of a sentence in Chinese depend on the context?
Yes, Chinese is a high-context language. For example, the sentence 我学习中文, 我学习中文, depending on the context can mean 一, I'm learning Chinese, 二, I'll be learning Chinese, or 三, I was learning Chinese.
How to form past tense in Chinese?
As there are no forms specific for past, present or future tense in Chinese, in order to talk about the past we have to use additional words, such as 昨天, yesterday, 以前, before. Another possibility is to indicate the time by providing context for the sentence.
How to form future tense in Chinese?
As there are no forms specific for past, present or future tense in Chinese, in order to talk about the future we have to use additional words, such as 明天, tomorrow, 以后, later. Another possibility is to indicate the time by providing context for the sentence.
What's an adverb in Chinese?
Adjectives and verbs often play the role of an adverb in a sentence. Eventually, the meaning of each element of a sentence depends on the context.
What are the tones?
Chinese is a tonal language. It means that in addition to the graphic form and pronunciation, an adequate intonation must be used. Tones are marked above particular vowels in pinyin. The tones are not indicated in the characters. They have to be learned by heart. The same syllables, words, pronounced with a different tone have a different meaning. In Mandarin Chinese, there are 四 basic tones 加 neutral tone, pronounced lightly.
What tones are there in Chinese?
In Mandarin Chinese, there are 四 basic tones and a neutral tone. The 四 basic tones are, E the flat tone, it's a rather high-pitched tone, it sounds a bit like the sound that a patient makes doing a throat examination at doctor's office. R the rising up tone, we start from a lower sound, then finish on a similar height as the first tone, as if we asked a friend really. Then the rising up and falling down tone, we start high, then go down and then go up again all while pronouncing.
How many tones are there in Chinese?
4. E, flat, R, rising up, 3, falling down, then rising up, 4, falling down.
How to form plural nouns?
E, by adding the suffix men, mainly when talking about people, e.g. woman, women, we, R, by adding a numeral with a classifier, or an adverb indicating the amount, e.g. 五个人, 五个人, 5 people, 很多书, 很多书, many books.
What is a classifier?
A classifier is an integral part of a noun. It is called a measure word. It's always placed between a numeral or the demonstrative pronoun this, that, and a noun. Classifiers are paired up with particular nouns, so it's the best to learn them together from the beginning.
Is there declension in Chinese?
No, nouns in Chinese have only the basic form, e.g. 有 to have.
How to compare adjectives?
Comparing Chinese adjectives can be done by adding before the adjective the word, 更正 for the comparative or 最 for the superlative, e.g. 大 big, 更大 bigger, 最大 the biggest.
Do Chinese adjectives decline?
No, Chinese adjectives don't decline, therefore there is only one word e.g. for big da, independently of gender and number of the noun it describes.
Are there adverbs in Chinese?
There are, but their form is different than in English. They're usually used with an adverbial or with a noun. Their place in the sentence may change depending on the situation. They can be placed either after a noun or just before a verb.
How to form possessive pronouns?
Possessive pronouns are formed by placing the possessive particle the after a personal pronoun, e.g. 他的, 他的, his.
What are Chinese personal pronouns?
我, me, 你, 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 他, 他, he, 他, 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 他,
他, 他, 他, 他, 他, 他, 他, 他, 他, 他, 他, 他, 他,
主题加位词加对象 ,suit 加 VC 加 do 上 ,subject 加 predicate 加 object.
How to pronounce the sound q, e.g. in choo choo, to go to.
The correct pronunciation is a very soft TSH sound. This sound does not really exist in English.
How to pronounce the sound z, e.g. in zao zao, to sit.
The correct pronunciation is similar to that of the DS in the word kids. This sound does not really exist in English.
How to pronounce the syllable j, e.g. in juju, 9.
The correct pronunciation is a very soft g sound. This sound does not really exist in English.
How to pronounce the syllable hui, e.g. in we, to come back.
The correct pronunciation is the English way.
How to pronounce the syllable x, e.g. in cxie, to write.
The correct pronunciation is a very soft shh sound. This sound does not really exist in English.
How to pronounce the syllable r, e.g. in rain ren, a person.
The correct pronunciation is similar to that of the English r, but the tip of the tongue should be higher up and further back in your mouth. This sound does not really exist in English.